einer der gehyptesten, coolsten jungen Songwriter der letzten paar Jahre. Soak ist da. Thank you so much for joining us.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about your album. It's called Before We Forgot How to Dream. Came out in June. One of the songs that stuck out for me was the song Be a Nobody. It starts with the lines, "The teenage heart is an unguarded dart. We're trying hard to make something of what we are." And then you sing, "Come on, be just like me, be a nobody."
Uh-huh.
How old were you when you wrote that song?
I actually wrote that song quite recently. I'm 19 now, but I wrote that when I was like, I think just turned 18.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I think it's very... adult thing to say, come on, be just like me, be a nobody. I think that's my interpretation, like, get rid of the pressure of belonging to the crowd.
Yeah.
Is that right? Or
yeah, I mean, like, I wrote it whenever kind of a lot of people I knew were at different crossroads and they were trying to figure out, you know, like, if they're going to go to university or leave school or things like that. And it's just kind of the logic of removing all pressure and kind of allowing people to be kind of kids and, you know, not have to try and be anything specifically or have any sort of pressures put on them. And just kind of be happy with being, you know, whatever they are, whether it's kind of under the radar or whatever.
A lot of the songs on your album are about growing up or trying to understand the adult people or the adult world. Another example is the song Reckless Behavior.
Uh-huh.
You sing, "I won't waste my youth this year."
Uh-huh.
And I imagine with your music career evolving over the last couple of months and years, your growing up must have accelerated a lot.
Yeah, I've kind of been touring and doing music full time since I was 17. So I think because I've pretty much spent since from then to now, like, always away from home and doing a lot of tours on my own and a lot of stuff away from, like, friends and family, I've kind of just had to grow up quicker in order to kind of get on with things. I think I had to be more mature to kind of, like, adapt to this routine and just do it as a job, because it's not really a natural thing young people would really be doing.
But do you still feel like you're, you know, living your youth?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm really privileged that I can... that I got an early start and that I was able to kind of do this and continue doing this now for so long at quite a young age, because, like, it's an opportunity not a lot of people get, and I'm enjoying it a lot more than I think I would be enjoying school. So,
the songs on your first album have been written during the last 5 years or so, probably. So they cover a big time span where a lot of things are happening mm-hmm. at this age. Do you already think about how you will fill the next album?
Well, I mean, I've always started kind of writing and exploring ideas and kind of doing a lot of, I suppose, research into kind of, I don't know, I've been listening to a lot of older music and kind of studying songwriting and structures a lot more than I ever did.
For example,
like, reading a lot of, like, Leonard Cohen poetry and stuff and kind of, like, looking at songs lyrically without kind of the music and figuring out how things are written, and just listen to a lot of music, even music I don't like, to try and...
Like, what kind of music you don't like?
I don't really like Bob Dylan at all, but, like, no.
Okay, that's interesting.
But I'm not into it, but I think on a page it looks amazing and it's, like, unbelievable because it's quite genius. So I think things like that, just, like, trying to figure out how they did that
mm-hmm.
and I guess kind of do it my own style.
And do you keep a notebook for ideas or lyrics?
Yeah, I... You know Moleskine? That's like my favorite notebook. Yeah,
notebook.
Every time I like see those books in an airport, I just buy them, and I have too many. But like, they're my favorite books, and I filled loads of them, and I always bring a couple on tour and try to write when I can.
Okay, yeah. That's cool. What I find really interesting is how well your songs work when they are remixed by people who are more associated with electronic sounds, for example, uh-huh. Churches. They covered one of your songs, Blood,
yeah.
Or Formation, a duo from London. We also play them on our radio show.
Cool.
And they remixed Be a Nobody. How did these remixes come about?
Different remixes by different people came about different ways.
Let's start with Churches. Yeah.
Churches specifically. I released that full EP on their label, Goodbye Records, and I toured with them. I actually toured in the same venue we're playing tonight with Churches last year. They remixed Blood as part of that, I guess. And I love the remix. It, like, completely makes it so different and danceable, I think. So that just came about kind of through knowing them and stuff like that. But we've been really lucky that like Formation Remix is really cool, and also Women's Are. They remixed, I think they might have done Be Nobody as well, but it's really cool. It's like this 5 minute, like really minimal, like slow building. I think it's cool when people remix songs in general, because they always bring something new to like a song that you wrote that you didn't think was going to happen.
And is this electronic based sound something that you listen to in your free time?
I think I listen to really specific kind of electronic bands, like I like Churches, and I don't know, I like elements of some stuff, but I don't like, I'm not massively into really heavy electronic music or like anything kind of past that, like drum and bass or anything. I'm not into it at all.
Like something, I don't know, Jimmy XX or the
oh yeah, no,
big
I think
names.
I love Jimmy XX. I think that's amazing. Things like that I'm really into. But I think like ultra pop, straightforward, electronic isn't really my thing.
As a singer-songwriter, you have to strike that balance between obviously, you know, writing good songs, but also being an entertainer on stage. How do you feel with that challenge?
I feel like whenever I play with a band, it's a completely different dynamic to when I play solo. So when I'm solo, I talk quite a lot between songs and I give a lot more stories, I think, and it can be a bit more personal. And then with the band, it's a lot more about, I suppose, getting people hyped and like kind of excited.
I mean, you're really young. You've been touring for the last couple of years. How do you deal with being separated from your family? I mean, you have your brother who came to the studio with us.
Here right now.
but with your parents, do you have a WhatsApp group or how do you do that?
I think touring is always like such an amazing thing to do, but because it's so unnatural of kind of a thing to do. Because I have been doing it for so long, it feels very natural now, and being away from home doesn't feel like a big deal anymore because I haven't been home for a long time. Whenever I started out, I'd definitely like phone my parents every day and be like, I'm doing this, blah, blah, blah. And they'd be like, you're only 17, are you safe in London? And now it's kind of really casual, and like I'll FaceTime my parents every now and again. I'll let them know how I'm doing. I think it must be quite similar to like if I went to university, kind of like that, except I'm not at university.
Yeah, the last couple of months and years must have been really exciting. You were on tour, you always had with Churches and Tegan and Sarah. You met Billy Bragg, I think.
Yeah.
And played at South by Southwest in the US. When you look back, is there anything that that sticks out for you? Is there anything where you say, this is the coolest thing that happened?
I think there's definitely like loads of stuff that's happened that have been like, this is crazy. And I think in the past year specifically, it's probably been like the most mental so far. But I think I don't know if I could specifically point to anything that's been like my career highlight. But I think in general, to be able to perform every night and tour and that as an actual thing is a privilege enough. So I think right now is really cool because we got a tour bus, and I think that's like a big deal for me. It's very nice to kind of have your own bunk in your own area and a PS3.
I've read that you were into skateboarding. Mm-hmm. I mean, were you ever into that skateboarding music? That music is also associated with this? NoFX, Green Day, something like this?
No, not really. I think the closest I ever got to that was like Avril Lavigne, which isn't even really close. but I listened to her when I was like 13.
I listened to her when I was probably older because I'm a bit older than you.
She was quite cool.
I thought she was cool.
I thought that was a good album.
Was good.
That was like my highlight of my life, I think, at that point in time. But I think I'm not really into like thrash metal or anything. So usually when I skate, I'm skating to like Olafur Arnalds or something like that, like something really depressing.
Olafur Arnalds, really?
Yeah, probably.
Wow.
I don't know, I listened to like that, maybe like, I don't know, Falls, something like that. Definitely not thrash metal or anything like that at all.
You've been around a lot and seen many places. Is there anywhere you think you could live?
There's a lot of places I've been to. I've been like, I could live here. But it always comes with like a if. So, I mean, like, it would probably be better if I did live in London or something, because then I wouldn't have to fly around so much. But my friends don't live in London and my family don't live in London, and I'm still quite young, so I don't see the point. also, like Australia, but it's too far away. I love New Zealand, it's too far away. So I don't know, maybe in 5 years I'll like go move somewhere crazy.
So, Soak aus Nordirland, ihr aktuelles Album heißt Before We Forgot How to Dream. Falls ihr es noch nicht gehört habt, tut es unbedingt. Es ist wirklich ganz, ganz, ganz großartig. Thank you so much, cool. Soak.
Thank you.
Puls. Dieses neue Radio.